Well, we want to check in as well on a gun raffle in New Hampshire that made a lot of headlines a while back and is back in the news. Now, gun raffles are not uncommon. Just Google them. Illinois Republican State Senator Josh Harms auctioned off 3 guns in March to raise money for his campaign. The Kansas Buffalo Association raffles off a gun every year. But tomorrow, it will be the New Hampshire Association of Chiefs of Police that will be giving away a gun a day in the month of May and a raffle to raise money for a cadet program. First up tomorrow, a semi-automatic rifle. It's similar to one of the guns used by Adam Lanza in the Newtown shootings. Some residents are outraged. One has offered to buy back the guns. Others say it's just like a snowmobile or turkey raffle. It's part of the culture. Josh Rogers is a reporter at New Hampshire Public Radio. And Josh, we know this isn't the first time the Police Chiefs Association has done a gun raffle, but it is the first post-Newtown. So what is the head of the association saying?
Well, right now, and for some time, Chief Paul Donovan, who's the chief of police in Salem on the Massachusetts border, isn't really saying much. He issued a public letter where he said that certainly, he believes that the issues with the shootings in Newtown are contrary to lawful and responsible gun ownership, but that the chiefs of police believe in and support the Second Amendment and encourage education in the area of firearm safety. And that same letter also points out that all people participating in the raffle would have to meet standards of law and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearm rules for gun ownership and possession. But the chiefs are moving ahead. All the tickets sold, 1,000 tickets sold, by early January.
Right, but $30 a pop. And the police chiefs are also saying that they fear that if they did call it off, as they were asked to do, they'd be the target of a lawsuit?
Well, that's their contention, and that's certainly possible. I mean, this is obviously an issue that arouses a passion. I mean, certainly on the face of it, a lot of people say it's just simply inappropriate for the police to be involved with providing firearms to the public. Obviously, there are people who strongly believe the opposite. These are all guns made in New Hampshire is another thing that the chiefs and supporters of this raffle are stressing. And it was planned well before the Newtown, Connecticut shootings in consultation with the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, according to the chiefs of police. So, we'll see how the raffle goes. It's 31 guns. And as you mentioned, the gun up for raffle tomorrow is a semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah, well, the pushback has been strong, an online petition, we understand, that's gathered signatures, and also a gentleman named Robert Sprague who's offered to buy back the guns. Tell us more about that.
Well, Robert Sprague, who lives in Nottingham, offered to raise $30,000 to essentially cover the costs of calling off the raffle and raise money to buy the guns and then donate them back to the police to be destroyed. That idea went nowhere. Chief Donovan, who leads the Chiefs Association, did say that he's potentially open to doing something different to raise the money for the cadet training program next year. But, frankly, nobody in New Hampshire has been talking about this for months.
Well, and Robert Sprague also said he wants to work with the Chiefs organization to find some more peaceful way to raise the money that they need to raise for their cadet program. Is that really the issue here? There are so many gun raffles across the country and across New Hampshire. Fire departments do it. But the idea that it's police chiefs who would be putting more guns on the street.
Well, I mean, the symbolism of it, strikes some people as bizarre. I mean, some people were clearly outraged, but, you have to bear in mind that New Hampshire is a state that, has earmarked revenue from its highway liquor stores to combat alcohol abuse. And, our governor, Maggie Hassan, is now advocating a casino partially on the grounds that it will help provide funding to combat problem gambling. So this sort of circular, rationale for public policy is not, simply confined to guns.
That's Josh Rogers from New Hampshire Public Radio. Josh, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.